News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It may be cooler online. It's a little cooler today than my taste in Pensacola, but this is Pep Talk.
Pensacola's different kind of cool.
Different kind of cool. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. My expert here this Monday is Brian Prowitz, an ADX digital marketing consultant. He is the expert, I think, in-house on all of our digital products and services that we provide. So good morning to you.
Well, good morning. Yeah, I'm just one of...
Many,
a handful of experts we have in digital and radio marketing here at the complex.
Well, I've made it very clear that you are the expert when it comes to this topic. I have learned so much from you. I'm not kidding. I've learned so much from you about this stuff.
For this 30-minute segment, I am the expert.
No question about it. And I'll play the part of the dumb questioner.
No. No way. I just can't wait till all the things we talk about before we go on the air is what we end up talking about. You know, we could rack them up, man. We could set new records.
I know. I have the same issue with Malcolm and some other folks. It's like I've got so many fun things to talk about. Not that ADX Digital isn't fun to talk about, because there's some great things that go with it. But we were talking a little bit about the Olympics. That's what we were chatting about.
Yep.
Okay, so we've got a huge thing that I'm very excited about that you were talking about last week, the Gulf Coast Getaway Pass.
Yeah. It's really important that we continue to hit this because very soon we're going to be getting into what we consider to be the tourist season here.
There are
many, many businesses and business owners here who rely on that inbound visitor, whether you want to call them a tourist or a visitor, whatever you want to call them. Mm-hmm. They're going to be here for a week, a month, all summer. They're going to be here, and we have an idea. We love ideas here, and we love presenting new and good ideas to business owners who might be familiar with marketing, maybe have done some in the past, maybe know there's something about digital marketing, but don't really know exactly what it's all about, but you want to learn more. We're always happy to talk to people and educate them a little bit about some of the things. So, we have 19 ways we can do digital marketing here at ADX Digital. But we want to focus right now on this idea called the Gulf Coast Getaway Pass. Here's why. Between March and August, and March is here, basically, about $1 billion is going to get spent by over 2 million people who visit our area.
Wow.
So a huge influx. Like, I have to explain that to you, Mr. Business Owner, Ms. Business Owner, you know, but to quantify it that way, according to the research, about $1 billion is going to get spent by those 2 million people between March and August. If you rely on those tourist dollars coming to the area, have we got something you have got to see? The Gulf Coast Getaway Pass, we are geofencing a list of locations where we know visitors are going to go, starting with the airport. So what we can do is geofence, draw circles around on a map, any place we would like within, there's a few limitations to that. But we know people are going to spend a lot of time at the beach. And they're going to be at Pensacola Beach, and they're going to be in Navarre, and they're going to be in Gulf Breeze, and they're going to be downtown. And there are going to be a few other places too. And we've already got it all set up. And so all you need to do as the business owner is decide what platform works best for you. So I want to take you through a little bit of that, Meg.
Okay.
Because the four different ways that we're talking about doing the Gulf Coast Getaway Pass include digital out of home, display and video ads. That's one.
Okay.
Facebook, Instagram, and Threads ads. Mobile conquesting display and video ads, I'll talk about here in a minute. And then social mirror ads. So this gives us a chance to kind of go through some of these products with you. So digital out-of-home display and video ads. Now, what I've done is I've taken this this geofencing concept and submitted it for a proposal, a forecast, essentially. And the digital out-of-home display and video ads, what that means is there are screens. You see the digital billboards around. You see screens in restaurants.
They're everywhere
hotels,
now. Gas stations.
Gas stations,
a
yes.
Lot.
And in the areas that we have identified geographically, there are each month 145,000 opportunities to advertise to people.
Wow. I didn't realize it was that large.
Yeah, on digital out-of-home display and video ads. And that's geographically. And in this case, we don't really target demographic because it's a sign on a board on a screen on a billboard. And of course, every demographic, socioeconomic, whatever, everybody walks by that. You can't really mm-hmm. target that. But the point is, geographically, your image or video in front of these tourist people who are visiting our area. Listen to me, these tourist people.
They're our friends.
Those people.
No, they're our friends.
I know. We love them.
We love them.
So, and with the budget that we are starting at, roughly, we're looking at being able to hit about 20% of that audience.
Wow. Okay? That's quite a percentage.
Then we go to Facebook and Instagram and Threads with mm-hmm. the same concept. Okay, we've drawn circles around, and every time somebody goes inside one of those little circles that we've drawn, not only do they begin seeing the ads, but when they walk out of that circle and go back to wherever they came from, within a certain amount of time, we're still advertising to them. Okay, mm-hmm. So in this case, if we wanted to employ you would like ADX Digital to do your Facebook, Instagram, and Threads advertising for you for this period of time, and most of our stuff is a 3-month commitment, by the way, if we were to do this into this audience, over 470,000 opportunities a month to advertise to.
Good grief.
And we would pick up about 15% of that audience with the budget that we are projecting, just as a starting point. We can increase that. You can hit more. We want to be hitting 25 to 40% of the audience. So maybe our budget's a little thin on that one. In other words, there's a huge audience. The point is, the reason I'm throwing all these numbers out is because the audience is very large. The number of impressions to each of these people is high. And it's because if you think about every single time you open your phone, which is where most of these ads would be deployed, every time you're scanning, you're going through, those are little windows to advertise to people, whether it's a display ad or an ad on Facebook.
It comes up all the time. No matter where I go on my phone, now I see an ad.
That's right. And how cool would it be if your local ad was in there, in these places? And again, we don't try to predict where they're going to go. We follow the people that we've identified as those that we want to advertise to. We can do the same thing with mobile conquesting, which is how we send ads directly to people's phones. Some of these other ones will land on their tablets and laptops. But if you just want to hit people's phones, which is obviously a very important place for anybody on vacation.
Right.
There are 350,000 forecast monthly impressions available in that platform. And we're looking at like maybe 30% of that audience for our minimum. And then social mirror. This is the last one. I know we have a break. Mm-hmm. The last one, social mirror, Mr. or Ms. Business Person. We can take a post from your socials and make an ad out of it that follows people across any place they go on the internet, websites and apps, with a post that looks like your social media content. And we project there's over 260,000 opportunities a month. And with our minimum, we're probably hitting about 40% of that audience.
Wow.
This is the Gulf Coast Getaway Pass. And the way to talk to somebody about it is to call Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000, 850-262-6000, to start talking to Jeff Wayne about the Gulf Coast Getaway Pass, that thing Brian was talking about on the radio with Meg today,
back to talk about it some more right here on Pep Talk. And if you've got a question, send it in, 850-437-1620. We'll be back with Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. My expert this morning is Brian Prowitz with ADX Digital Marketing Online, how you can reach potential customers by about a zillion kabillion different ways.
That's
my take on it
in
a gazillion bazillion different ways.
Interesting. That's the name of my new band, is Gazillion Bazillion.
There you go.
Well, we're talking about the Gulf Coast Getaway Pass. The concept is we're going to geofence a whole bunch of places around the Pensacola area where we know visitors are going to be going starting in March. And what we've done is set up a package you could buy for 6 months to be able to hit this audience repeatedly with any of one of four different ways. We talked about digital out of home. We talked about Meta display and video ads, Facebook and Instagram. Mobile conquesting, which is delivering it directly only to people's phones. And then social mirror ads, which is taking that Facebook or Instagram post and pushing it out as an ad across all the websites and apps that people go. So over 6 months, though, I want to hit one more set of numbers for you, Meg. So,
okay.
So I talked about digital out of home. That's the screens and some of the digital billboards you see around town.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about all the different impressions. Over 6 months, you would get 150,000 total impressions.
Wow.
For the minimum that we are putting out there for this particular package. For Facebook and Instagram displaying video ads over 6 months, 360,000 total impressions. An impression is every single time someone sees your ad. So
that's incredible.
360,000 times this summer, I'll just say, from March to August, 360,000 times that ad will be deployed. It gets better when you go to mobile conquesting, 600,000 impressions. And same with social mirror, 600,000 impressions. The concept is, how many times can I get in front of a visitor, a tourist who is here to spend money, to hang out and go to their favorite places, to go see all the stuff that we have here? The very reason that we love living here is the reason why everybody else wants to come here. And you know that as well as I do, probably even better. And so this concept potentially could put your ad in front of your target audience as many as 600,000 times from March to August with the Gulf Coast Getaway Pass.
Wow, these numbers are incredible. Some numbers that you shared with me last week, beach vacationers are digital ad consumers. 65% have responded to an ad on social media. 62% have responded to an ad on a mobile phone. 61% have responded to an ad seen while streaming a program on connected TV. 55% have responded to a display or video on a website or app. Those are incredible numbers.
Yeah, we drive... We move your audience.
Right.
We move your audience directly to your location, especially if... So I'm thinking retail, but I'm also thinking about, obviously, bars and restaurants and places that people go to eat, but mm-hmm. also, like, there's a lot of boat tours, and there's a lot
charters,
of adventure stuff going
yeah.
on. There are
clothing
attractions.
Stores.
Clothing stores. There's events
mm-hmm.
taking place as well. So, and one of the best parts of all the digital stuff that we're able to produce for you are the reports. So at the end of every month, we give you a very thick sheet of paper, very thick packet with all kinds of stuff. And Meg, I've given you an example of this is a mobile conquest sample report.
Mm-hmm.
And on the front, it shows how many impressions and clicks and what the click-through rate was.
So not only had they just been impressed, had that impression, now did they act on that?
Yep.
So this is telling you how they acted on it, correct?
And then it breaks it down, correct. Mm-hmm. It breaks it down to show you how each of your ads performed, how many impressions were delivered by each of those ads. And then if you go to, like, I think it's page 3 that you have, you can actually see how each of the ads themselves, like there's different sizes, like for display, for instance, has a lot of different sizes of ads. You can see which ads were deployed and how they behaved, like how many impressions and clicks. But that's not the money page, Meg.
Okay, where's the money? I want the money.
Show
me the money.
The money page is page 7. Go to the very back page.
Okay.
On this list, this is, so mobile conquesting relies on geofencing areas, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That page is showing you how many impressions and clicks came from each geofence circle we drew on the map.
Wow.
So you can actually see where your traffic came from, which circle on the map produced the most response or reaction. And then you can say, okay, so that particular message in that shape and that look generated this much. And
mm-hmm.
wow, they came from that spot. Okay, great. Like the airport, for instance. A friend of mine went to Nashville, and she said as soon as the plane... Before the plane even stopped, I don't know, whenever they started opening their phones, which,
right.
you know, could have, they never turned them off, maybe, but they're turning them on, and they're loading their phone, they swing over, and they pop them in their social media, and one of the very first things that happened is, bang, they get an ad for Nashville,
oh,
and they're sitting
yes.
on the plane on the tarmac.
That's it.
Well, we can do that, too,
mm-hmm.
at Pensacola Intergalactic
right.
Airport, which I'm not sure how much longer that lasts. Probably done now.
Yeah.
But this is the concept that we are very excited about for the Gulf Coast Getaway Pass, for business owners relying on that tourist dollar. The gate's about to open. The doors
mm-hmm.
are opening. And I'll tell you, those people that are up there in them blizzard conditions are thinking about Pensacola right now.
Yeah.
So and they cannot wait to get here into the warmth, into the beauty, into the awesome stuff we have going on. And if you are relying on that audience to get down here, boy, have we got the plan for you at ADX Digital. And you need to call Jeff Wayne to ask more about it at 850-262-6000. 262-6000. Ask for Jeff Wayne. Say, man, I've heard all the digital stuff. Let me sit down with somebody. I want to learn more about it. That's
mm-hmm.
the plan. Under no obligation. We can hang out with you, tell you about what's going on. and then introduce you to ideas like this one. We got a whole bunch more ideas too, but this might be the one that fits your business perfectly.
And I think it's really fantastic that you have a consultant that'll work with you so that you can design this plan exactly based on what your business needs are. But I think also that's very important is that you have the accountability of the reports that come in. So then if you do need to tweak or make some adjustments, you can, but you have that information at your fingertips as a result of participating in the Gulf Coast Getaway Pass.
Yeah, we take a lot of pride in being local. We take a lot of pride in being a partner with you. We want you to succeed. We're a local business too. Accountability is extremely important. Being able to look right in the person's eye sitting across from you as those reports are explained.
Mm-hmm.
Doing what we say we're going to do.
Very gratifying.
The value that comes with all of this is very clear when you sit down and look at the reports and the results. There's another thing we hear people say too. Oh yeah, all those stats, that's great. Does it move the needle? I want to see sales and
right.
my till going up, and if that's the only KPI that you have in mind for your ROI, then that's fine. We're up for that. That is the goal, and that is just what we deliver.
Okay, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We'll be back with more about ADX Digital in just a couple minutes. Good morning. Hope your Monday's going well. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Brian Prowitz is here with ADX Digital Marketing, one of our consultants. Brian, got a couple more things to tell us about all this exciting news. Getting ready for the big season.
Yes, indeed. We are always hearing, there's a couple of things that I hear from business owners all the time. One is, I had no idea you guys had all this.
Mm-hmm.
And it is really cool when that happens.
Yes.
Like, we do, and we want to show you, and we want you to know about it. Even if right now isn't the perfect time, but you want to know more about what's happening, we love talking to you. And, in fact, we have an invitation for you coming up in March 9th and 10th here, actually 10th and 11th, 10th and 11th here at the ADX Digital Studios. We are hosting a business workshop called Smarter Marketing in 2026. The subtitle is Utilize AI and Targeted Strategies Customized for Your Growth. So if you want to learn more about how digital works, if you want to know more about how AI is involved in all of this, because it is and it helps you, this is the good AI, it helps you. This is the place. So we've got three meeting times at 9 a.m., noon, and 2 on Tuesday the 10th or Wednesday the 11th of March. And we are signing up our friends and business owners in order to educate them a little bit more. There is no obligation. It is just going to be the opportunity to sit down and talk about marketing in the digital age, learn more about what we have at ADX Digital, and you'll leave smarter. So if this is all really interesting and you are just chomping at the bit to learn more, we're going to have experts in the room, and it will be a great experience for you. And we look forward to having you here to talk more about digital marketing. So that's March 10th and 11th here at the studio. So give Jeff Wayne a call for any of this at 850-262-6000, and we'll be talking digital with you soon.
All right. Thank you so much, Brian, with ADX Digital Marketing. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back again with you tomorrow morning.